Well, Christmas is almost here, and as you know, families will be getting together, and for some, it can be kind of a stressful time. You know, as families come together, there may be somebody in the family you don't get along with, or maybe more than one, people who don't get along. How do you deal with some of those things? So joining us this morning is Dr. Deb Hirshhorn, and she has written a book called The Healing is Mutual. She holds a PhD in marriage and family therapy. She joins us on the line this morning. How are you, Dr. Deb?
I am just great on this lovely morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to the holidays, but for some, I know this can be kind of a stressful time.
It sure is. And the stress really comes from the fact that there's people that you just can't talk to. You just are afraid to say anything. You don't know what's going to happen next.
So how do you handle a situation like that? Let's say you've got someone who maybe is a little bit critical, or you just have trouble seeing eye to eye with them. How do you handle that?
You know what? The first thing people should remember is that body language speaks volumes. If they could just smile at this person, then it helps, because that gives the other person a signal that they don't have any harsh or harmful intent.
So it starts, it's easy with a smile, because, sometimes that can be a little bit difficult for us, can it?
You know, people don't realize that if someone else is acting to you in a weird way, it could be they're afraid of you. It could be it's you that they're misunderstanding. And it's amazing why that would happen, but it does. So if you smile at them, you're signaling that you don't have any bad intentions. And that is very often enough to break the ice. Not always, but very often.
Let's say we get into a situation where that maybe isn't enough. Somebody is kind of critical of the cooking or whatever, or, you know, the way we're dressed, whatever it happened, might happen to be. How should I respond to that, and what are tips for me maybe to keep my cool?
I think it's really important not to take this kind of stuff seriously. If someone is critical, they're critical of themselves as well, and they're a miserable person. So what you can do is bring a little holiday cheer into their lives by being pleasant and friendly. So you're going to say, well, how are you supposed to be pleasant and friendly when this person's being critical? You know, you make a joke. You say, come on, say something positive. Have a little fun with the situation. Don't assume that that person has to be in control of the conversation. You can take control. So if your Aunt Matilda says, I don't think you look good in dresses like that, you say, hey, Aunt Matilda, give me a compliment. Find something you do like. I want to hear it from you. I haven't heard it in a long time.
It's 13 minutes past 7, clear and 29. Dr. Deb Hirshhorn joins us on the line this morning. One of the things that I know also you advise people to do is kind of focus on the positive rather than on some of the more negative things.
Exactly. I think one of the problems people very often have is they assume the wrong thing. And my biggest ally is giving the benefit of the doubt. You know, I had a guy who said to me, I go to work every morning and this lady, she doesn't say hello. I say hi to everyone in the office and this one doesn't say hello. I said, maybe she's shy. So I told him, think about three reasons. I actually asked people to do five that could explain her behavior in a positive way. And we actually did come up with five. And one could be that she's shy, but there are many others. So,
the key kind of is for us to put ourselves in the other person's shoes a little bit.
Well, the key is to try to do it. It's obviously very difficult. But try to put a positive spin on where the other person is coming from.
Now, you've written a book called The Healing is Mutual, Marriage Empowerment Tools to Rebuild Trust and Respect Together. Tell us a little bit about your book and why you wrote it.
Well, the book is really for couples, but, you know, the truth is the ideas are good for any relationship, whether it's extended family or work or whatever. And basically the idea is to overcome negative thinking, just like we were talking about. The most important one is victim thinking. Sometimes when a person has been victimized as a child by being spoken to harshly or put down or not thought well enough, or you get that message even if the parents didn't mean it, you grow up with that attitude and you think everybody is treating you the same way, and you put things through that filter. So the first step in my book is to recognize that filter so that you can identify it when it comes up and challenge it, because it could be wrong. It could be the other person is not mistreating you, not victimizing you, and it's just your way of thinking.
For people who would like to get a copy of the book, Dr. Deb, what can they do?
DrDeb.com, DrDeb.com.
It's that simple. Well, listen, Dr. Deb Hirshhorn, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate the tips, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
And you too. And thanks for having me on your show.
Glad to do it. 16 minutes past 7, and again, that's Dr. Deb Hirshhorn. She holds a PhD in marriage and family therapy with some ideas and tips for the holidays. Coming